the mother humping land of
tongue twisters, titty twisters, and purple nurples.
It's the gangster humping land of.
There's some sweet tea in the fridge if y'all are thirsty.
It's the sandal wearing land of. It's the garbage raping land of.
Discarded giant pubic hair.
The suffering of tiny baby cows.
The girthy wang member of your mother.
It's the mother humping land of. It's the mother humping land of. It's the mother humping land of. It's the mother humping land of.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's important we flesh this out because we're talking about it. And it's really something that's on the forefront of every American's mind right now. And that is the wall that is a border, the supposed wall that Mexico is quote unquote going to pay for between the United States and Mexico.
Which Americans are actually going to pay for because we're going to increase trade from the tax on trade from Mexican countries.
Supposedly.
Right. Mexico. But your alternative facts are not how I want to spin it. I want to say that Mexico is going to pay directly for it.
Okay,
but then
yeah,
I want to come back and say that they're not actually going to, because I'm an idiot. Regardless. We're going to build this wall.
USA!
Yeah.
I mean,
we were collaborating listeners, dear beloved listeners of this show.
You mean listeners?
That,
wait, are we talking about me again?
There's a highway in the land of. It's called the Titty Dick Highway.
Indeed.
And we think this wall should be the Titty Dick Highway. And we thought of this years ago.
Yeah. Multiple.
If I remember the map, the Titty Dick Highway actually ends in a wall of its own, but it is not the Titty Dick Wall. But it can always be altered. Or there can be a second wall if an evil dictator takes
over. But we also came up
with
this, like, multiple years ago.
Which, and it doesn't mean that an evil dictator can't put his own wall across the Titty Dick Highway.
No, that's not it.
Which is made of titty dicks.
We're saying, once again, we came up with this idea.
Indeed.
So basically, the land of is predicting the future.
Indeed.
If you're a careful listener of the show.
Which is horrifying. not the careful listener of the show, which is maybe horrifying, but that not, the land of might be predicting the future is pretty horrifying.
That's right. Not just like a standard listener will not understand what's going on here, but if you delve into our minds and the universe, you will understand that we've already thought of all this shit.
Yes.
And it is happening. And now there's a titty dick highway wall being plopped up between the southern United States and northern New Mexico, or northern Mexico, not New Mexico. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, New Mexico is also part of it, but.
So the question we were asking each other's was, would one side of the wall be all titties and the other side be all dicks? Or would you mix it up?
I feel like you'd have to alternate.
Well, listeners, we want to know your opinion. What do you think?
Yes.
Titties and dicks?
Titties?
Titties?
Dicks?
Dicks?
Titties dicks? Only.
Dicks on the other side. And who gets the dicks and who gets the titties?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel
like... Does the United States of America get the titties?
I mean, if America is building the wall, well, I don't know. I feel like if America
is Mexico is paying for the wall now.
I know, but I feel like if America is building the wall and Donald Trump is behind it, we're getting the titties. Because clearly he's a misogynist fucking asshole.
And they're probably all replica titties of his
daughter.
Which
yeah.
is extra fucking weird
yeah.
and shitty creepy.
I was gonna
if
say
she
that,
wasn't my daughter.
I was going to say that other than either of those things, it would just be lined with pussies that he could just walk by and grab. Or maybe
well,
even
maybe
like,
he has his own wall, like a smaller, grubbier, nasty wall.
That's actually probably in Trump Tower, which is why you can't get direct video footage inside.
That's probably the actual physical structural members of Trump Tower. It's just vaginas. Just stacked
they're
on
really
one
strong.
Another. Well, like welded together. So they're really strong. You know?
I mean,
and
vaginas
just,
are really strong in general. Like they push
they,
babies out.
Those motherfuckers
fucking
can take a beat.
Babies come out of there and then they're like And they sort of go back together and sometimes have to have a little help. But, like, babies come out of there and, like, everything works. Like, nothing just stops working.
Like, hey, here's a blade of grass. I can slip that through. Oh, bam, watermelon in your face. Oh, and then bam, back to a blade of grass. What up, dog?
Yeah, I mean, like...
That's what vaginas say.
Like a wheat stalk.
They say that, right?
That's what my vagina says.
Yeah, exactly.
Every day.
Every single day.
It's just, like, constantly, like, prepping itself.
Oh, I see.
So then my...
I assumed your vagina was saying that because it's cursed by Dostoevsky. A wheat stalk.
What?
I don't know. I don't even know.
That joke was way above my
head. It was above my head, and I am very familiar
with it. Okay, here's your chance.
Okay, go ahead, Nick. So that joke was playing shirtless volleyball with Tom Cruise as a fighter jet flew overhead, and then they all exploded.
What the fuck? What are you talking about?
Yep.
Also a reference to Top Gun?
No, that was a reference to Top Gun, but also a way to cover up the ineptitude of me coming up with that joke by exploding it all.
Oh.
Napalm.
Oh.
But
also Top Gun is napalm?
That's how you get out of conversations, is by, like, D&D casting fire mage missile or napalm or something.
Wait.
I just rolled a 12, motherfuckers!
Yes. Boom! D20, firebolt, end conversation!
Oh my god, life would probably be so much better for many people if that was the case. Like,
so,
never mind.
Welcome D6. To this episode of Tales from the Land of.
It's about to get
nothing
weird.
Nothing else has ever happened previously in this episode, so, greetings.
Illusion.
I cast illusion to prevent you from knowing anything else that happened in this conversation.
Yeah, he did the force. These are not the droids you're looking for. Hand motion.
Yeah, he totally did.
I did cast a saving throw.
Stupid ass is listening on the radio, and you just don't understand this.
But I did cast a saving throw against previous memory and stupidity.
Perhaps you can donate to our Patreon, and we will start doing YouTube videos.
Yes.
Mail us money at PO Box 1-800.
What, yeah. PO Box 1-800?
That same fucking PO. Good idea, Nick.
That's right.
And drink the beer.
Oh, I'm going to laugh when PO Box 1-800 gets $5 million.
If it does, we're robbing it.
Yeah, fuck that PO Box.
But we never included a city or a state.
Yeah, well, maybe PO Box 1-800 is just, like, standalone.
Or it's just, like, some dude. Like,
that we're going to rob?
He's a... I don't know, he's a... tax collector, evaluator kind of guy. He's homeless, nearly. You know, he's barely holding on to his existence. And then one day he goes to his P.O. box and bam!
There's like 25 checks in there.
Because of our podcast?
Yeah.
I prefer to assume that it's some kind of Jason Bourne-esque secret agent who has no memory of what's going on, but he knows the P.O. box 1-800 is... in his bank of memory. He opens it up. He's got like $7 million. And then he just starts jitting people in the face.
Oh, it's so fucking ridiculous. But I like it. I like it.
So.
I also, while we were talking still before Mel's story,
uh-huh.
I wanted to discuss really a very quick. Important. Yeah. Well, I already did that. I already did that when everyone was laughing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I assumed it was already done, but.
Is the corpse, or sorry.
Oh, the vagina is the wall. Hatch. Corpse hatch?
No. Is the titty dick highway wall that Trump is proposing to build, is it dismembered corpse penises and tits?
Mm.
Or is it like real living phalluses, or what's going on with that?
I'm going to assume that
What would Trump do?
I'm going to assume necromancers are involved. So they didn't have to, like, sever them off of living people. They just kind of conjured them out of the ground. So they're kind of alive, but not, like, severed off of living people and then put onto a brick wall.
You think Trump would actually hire necromancers?
Yes.
To conjure?
He would, but then he wouldn't pay them.
That's horrifying to me, so I choose not to believe that, because if Donald Trump has necromancers, we're all going to die, like, right now.
But then he doesn't pay them, so they don't. Well, keep, I feel like they don't keep doing his bidding.
Well, he molded off of his.
He's not going to pay anyone, regardless.
I feel like it's almost like it's either his daughters or his.
It's his son and his stepson and his daughter. That I like that.
Yeah. And they just like that's even better. Like they put their genitals in some plaster casts, and now it's mass reproduced on a wall. Because he wants to be able to grab that whenever he wants. He's
using
the fucking president.
He's using cloning, which he doesn't believe in, but it's still being used to build.
No, not cloning. It's just like straight up like practical effects.
Oh.
Like plaster casts repeated.
They're just realistic lifelike recreations. I thought you meant that they were like cloning his sons and daughters' genitals and then putting them on the wall so they were alive.
No, just like plaster cast replications of all of his children.
That is so terrible.
And also probably true.
I
mean, he did say, if my daughter wasn't my daughter, I would date her. So and then lightly touched her vaginal area.
Instead of going to Camp David every weekend, he's at the fucking wall.
Well, what do you think Miramar or whatever that place is?
The Mar de Lago or whatever the fuck he goes.
Miramar?
Which sounds like a Bond villain hideout. Which actually I think is a Bond villain hideout. If I remember the
He goes there. He hosts Japanese prime ministers. And he plays some golf. And then he goes and touches his...
Sex wall.
Yeah.
Well, it's the prototype wall. For the future wall. Built of all of his children's genitals.
That is fucking terrifyingly true.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. I'm glad we hashed that out.
Right. That was important.
Thank you, everyone, for taking the journey with us.
I feel like that might be a different podcast.
I like how this is just an all the front load of your story.
Yeah. I mean, we could pause and have this as a secondary. What do you think, Jesse?
That seems silly.
Should we just...
That would be silly.
All right. Well, okay. So is it time for my story then?
Yeah, we should probably do that before this gets any worse.
Well, hold on. I got to get a beer.
Oh, now. Okay. You don't have to pee.
So why don't you guys go ahead and just talk about really cool things while I walk away?
You're
still sitting right there.
Pretty good.
Oh.
Also, that seal back there is staring at me, giving me the eye. What up? Yeah.
So.
Put the headphones on it. Oh, I should really put the headphones.
As,
yes.
As Jesse puts the headphones
beautiful.
On a stuffed seal in front of the webcam.
Stuffed seal, webcam, headphones.
It's, this will take my place. For the rest of the night.
No, not for the rest of the night.
You should
balance it
you
on
should
the chair.
Really
this
stop
really
trying to prop it up and actually
hard.
Go to the bathroom.
He has to go
yes!
get a beer, not pee.
Yes!
Whatever you're doing.
Yes!
Wait, Jesse, we need you.
Okay.
Like, go get a beer.
Talk to the seal.
You can't hear us because we're talking to a seal now.
Oh, sealby.
So, for those of you not video...
Oh,
oh shit.
We lost the seal.
For those of you not video connected to this,
the
because...
The seal just tipped over.
Because none of you are.
Everything is awful.
Because we haven't uploaded any video.
Because you don't want to see the video.
Jesse put his headphones on a stuffed seal in front of the webcam, which then immediately backflipped off of the counter. And is now on the floor while Jesse is going to retrieve another beverage.
It wasn't immediately. It was there for like a good 20 seconds. Looking at us so cutely with the fucking headphones on. Listening to us. Feeling our stories.
Yeah, but now it is floor property.
Yeah, now it's on the floor. So, bye.
Thank you. We're just as back and doesn't know the difference. That was my Jesse's Gone song.
He can't hear you.
Yeah, he still can't hear me because he's busy flopping the stuffed seal on a shelf. And
so sealy. So good.
So sealy. So good.
So good. Well,
the son of a bitch, the seal fell off the chair, but the headphones stayed on the seal, so that was cool.
Good, so he could hear us, because Nick was singing.
Yeah,
there was an elaborate seal song going on.
Was it a mating song?
No, it depends on what you find sexy. So if seals are down with that, then seal mate.
Fuck yeah.
Nick says no, seals are down, but seal says yes. I can see him back there looking like, hey.
Shit, yeah, look at him.
Sexy AF.
What?
Yeah, what? Yeah, it's a sexy seal.
It doesn't matter. It may be a lady seal, maybe a boy seal. It doesn't matter.
It might be both.
Nick's song.
It's just a sexy fucking seal.
It might be both. It might be both.
We're not judging because we appreciate and love everybody.
Hey. The Land of promotes transgendered seals.
And everything. Transgendered, trans species, trans everything.
Trans presidents.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would vote for a trans president.
Yeah. We don't support necessarily non-trans presidents that are named Ronald Frump, but...
Dick Bag McGee.
Anyway, sorry. We don't need to go there. Mel, we're so ready for your story. Let's go.
It's going to be, compared to your guys' story, it's going to be like really, really short.
Yeah.
It's about time somebody had some goddamn brevity in this place.
Okay. So my story is called The Griffin.
Oh.
Which I just realized might be... Never mind. It's called The Griffin.
Not the fishing?
No, it's called The Griffin.
Excellent.
All right, are we ready? Are we ready for this?
Part one. Does it have a sub?
No.
No subtitle?
Just The Griffin.
Oh, goddamn. Oh, shit balls. Okay.
Okay. It was a dark and gloomy night in the land of... Mm-hmm. Wait, aren't all nights dark? She asked aloud. Well, yes, most nights are dark. But what about when there's a full moon? Yeah, but full moons only come around every so often, so it seems redundant to say that it was a dark night, because most nights are, by definition, dark.
Mm-hmm. Smart bitch. Mm-hmm.
It was a gloomy night in the land of. May I proceed?
I guess so.
Right,
a pale hand appears from the shadows, making a go-ahead motion. Good, good. It was a gloomy night in the land of. The gumdrop fields of Sparrow and Genty were covered in a sparkling layer of frosty moisture. The witch's tit that hung outside the unholy taco stand indicated...
You've gotta be shitting me.
Indicated, through its tout erectness, that it was indeed cold. The great duck, watching the land at the tall tower of cubes, was furiously quacking to warn travels of the gloomy conditions.
My fucking duck.
And cheese.
Oh.
Quack! Watch out! Quack! Bree! Gouda! Quack! Quack!
What the fuck?
What a cheese duck.
Further south, the citizens of the great Hamlet were bedded down with fires roaring in their humble cottages, which was a danger because the roofs of their homes were made with the giant's discarded pubic hair.
Oh, god damn.
So roaring fires plus pubic hair equals bad.
Okay.
Nestled inside one of these precarious hamlets was a griffin grifflet. This baby griffin was not yet the majestic creature to be feared by all in heaven and on earth that she would someday be. For now, she was a squeaking, squawking ball of velvety lion fluff and downy eagle's plumage. This gloomy night, she was curled into the side of her mother, a reverential eagleess who was able to get fish for free at the market because the horses who sold the fish were terrified of her.
Yeah.
Horses are dealing fish?
Her name, ironically or not, is Raven. The baby griffin at her side is called Bufflehead. Buffy for short.
Bufflehead?
Buffy the Griffin, okay. Raised by an eagle named Raven.
It's better than Nevaeh. Nevaeh is a fucking garbage, terrible shit name. Sorry for everyone who's listening who knows anyone named Nevaeh.
I know somebody named Nevaeh.
Name your kid Heaven backwards. You should be slapped in the fucking mouth.
Actually, a bufflehead is a type of duck.
Thank you. Seamless. Thank you.
There's some birdness going on. Oh,
dude. Thank you.
On this gloomy night in the land of, in order to keep the cold gloom at bay, Raven was regaling Buffy with the soothing tale of how she came to be the most feared griffin in all of the land. Let's listen in, shall we?
Ooh, let's do.
Let's do.
It started when I was a grifflet, not much bigger than you, Buffy. Raven stroked the young grifflet's fur and twirled an escaped feather through the air with her breath. Your grandfather, Mallard, had been fighting in the 10 Hours War of... for as long as I could remember.
Oh, shit.
And your grandmother, Nala, had been keeping the homestead. Because griffins are eagles
and lions.
Lions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're thinking about it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So narrator aside, Raven was vastly overestimating her ability to remember clearly. Her father, Mallard, had only been in the 10 Minutes War for about, well, 10 minutes. But she was just a stupid baby and didn't understand how time worked yet. Back to the story.
Stupid fucking babies. Jesus Christ. Get your shit straight.
They don't understand how time works.
Clearly they don't.
Days, weeks, and months went by, and Papa didn't return. We, your uncles Kingfisher and Albatross, and myself, were soon responsible for helping Mama with keeping the homestead. There were always chores to be done. Milking the unicorns, collecting wild troll eggs, and keeping the pixies away from the gumdrop sparrow and genti crops. Which was quite the task, I tell you what. There was never a dull moment, and while we waited for Papa to return, we were very busy grifflets. Narrator aside, it should be noted that Kingfisher and Albie were doing most of the work. Raven spent most of her days lounging in the fields, throwing tiny sardines down her gullet and preening her feathers. But that, perhaps, is neither here nor there.
That fucking lazy bitch. Okay.
One afternoon when I was relaxing in the field next to our hamlet after a hard day's work, I noticed a strange burning sensation on my right forewing. Narrator, it should also be noted that, at this point in history, yeast infections were not yet invented.
So they didn't exist, or people didn't understand them?
Yeah.
They didn't know what was going
okay.
on.
I thought it likely that I had gotten into some sort of irritant, rat's rancor or piglet pestilence, and I truly thought very little of it. Soon, after noticing the initial irritation, I must have dozed. Because when you have a burning pain, you doze.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sleepy veg.
It's not her veg.
Sounds like the 50s. Good.
It's just a pain. I awoke to a searing pain unlike any I had ever felt before, and when I looked down at my forewing, I was thoroughly alarmed. Carved into my skin through the fluffy feathers was a note. It is your duty to kill the king.
Oh, fuck. Damn. Okay.
Narrator, as an aside. West of the Griffin's hamlet, just over the disapproving parent hawk, could be heard loudly lecturing his oldest son. Now, son, I really just think you could try a little harder. If you really wanted to, and applied yourself, you might murder at least twice as many mice as you currently do. I'm really not mad at you. I'm just very, very disappointed.
Jesus.
Slightly further west, Steve the Race of Scroll was marching outside of the Nossi Crossens in a white bedsheet. The Nazi Crossins was slick and dangerous, but Steve the racist squirrel could not be stopped from spewing his racist agenda. Down with ducks! Up with squirrels! Squirrel lives matter! Let's build a wall to keep the squirrels in and everyone else out! Squirrels only!
I like that guy. Yeah.
Despite the gloom, a small crowd had gathered, not because they were racist or wanted to support Steve the Racist Squirrel's ape, but because every 3 or 4 minutes, Steve the Racist Squirrel would slip on the ice, get tangled up in his white bedsheet, and fall flat on his fucking face. When this happened, the small crowd snickered and laughed while Steve the Racist Squirrel promised to get revenge. But that, ladies and gentlemen, is an entirely different tale.
Oh, it's like two separate different tales.
Back to the cozy nest of Raven and Buffy.
Oh, yeah.
It is your duty to kill the king was carved into my skin beneath my feathers. It was most curious, and it seemed as though it had simply appeared while I was napping. I furiously looked around to see if I could find the person or thing responsible, but there was no one and nothing that pointed to the source of the mysterious tattoo. I had always imagined my first tattoo would be a tasteful, simple butterfly above my tail feathers, perhaps with a motivational saying of some sort. Keep calm and fly on. Or, when the going gets tough, the tough get flying. Anyhow, that was not to be the case. Buffy interrupted. My first tattoo is going to say, stay sexy across my tail feather, my knuckle feathers. Raven nodded her head in agreement. That is very tasteful indeed, Buffy.
Indeed.
With no indication about the source of the tattoo, I began to think about the message itself. It is your duty to kill the king. What could it possibly mean? I knew that I was going to have to do some intense pontificating to unravel the mystery. ...
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So, unlike you motherfuckers, actually left a good jumping off point.
No, that's the problem, though, is you just left a goddamn hanging clip.
I know.
To spring off of. That's not cool.
Well,
I'm supposed to leave it all muddled, and then the next guy's like, oh shit, what am I going to do?
I was conflicted because I had like a story arc that I wanted to do, but it would have been like 20 pages, which I didn't know. I shouldn't have just gone ahead and done, which is what you guys did. But so now, someone else has a really good jumping off point.
I like that everything you did was something that is completely undone as of yet in the land of, like, or any of the stories we've told.
I tried to branch out.
Completely different.
But I did reference the unholy taco stand, which Nick also referenced, which is crazy because he referenced the devil, which you also referenced. Like, somehow we always do this. There's always, like,
Okay, so I think I got a little confused as to who was telling the story. It was the mom bird.
The mom bird is the narrator. Raven.
The narrator was poking in.
Yes.
Every now and then, telling this story to her little chick.
The mama bird was telling the story to the chick, and occasionally the narrator was poking in to add to that. So, like, imagine you're watching a movie, and like the mom is telling a story to the kid, and over the top, the narrator is saying, "Actually, this is what was going on, or this also happened." Yeah.
Which was awesome.
It's just really hard to communicate that.
That's even more Alfred Hitchcocky than mine.
It's hard to communicate that in a one-person narration of something.
Well, it's the same thing I was also trying to do. Mine was just a completely disjointed nonsense story.
No, yours was not.
Well, without visual aid, it makes it really difficult to follow what the fuck is going on.
Maybe we'll have to do like an animation and put this on YouTube. And by animation, I mean like one stick figure drawing leading to a second stick figure drawing leading to a drawing of a dick.
Today, Dick Rodeo. That's all. That's all. I told you mine was like anticlimactic. Like someone else should have finished because mine is just like, well,
none of ours were climactic.
You and Jesse had like really clear arcs. Mine was just like exposition and a little bit of something to set the stage for something else.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna get it's gonna get fucking real in part two.
It's gonna get weird.
Of course, it's
your whole your whole story was setting up what's about to go down. But then again, she's telling it from her point of view.
Right. And she's like,
as like a history, unreliable like narrator. Something that happened a long time ago.
Yeah, because she's a griffin. Too. So griffins live for a really long time, which is part of why her memory is
griffins are
good.
So cool. She could shred the shit out of anything.
Yeah, that's why she gets free fish, because the horses are afraid of her.
Shittily recorded history continues.
Yeah, fuck history. What's it ever done for us? I mean, Trump will tell you that history means nothing.
Well, that's because he doesn't understand what history is.
It doesn't even exist.
Yeah, false fact. It truly doesn't.
History is false fact.
It's not on Twitter.
There's history.
History
on
started when Trump started his brand name, which was Trump, and then he decided to do a bunch of shit and then become president. For reasons wholly other.
He decided to do a bunch of shit and become president. Like, that's. I did a bunch of shit today and I didn't get to be president.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how it happened for him, though.
You're also a woman.
Oh, fuck.
Ouch.
Guess I just gotta start putting that dildo in my pants all the time.
But for a guy who's.
Oh, my God.
For a guy whose sole business is his name, what better advertisement is there than being the president of the United States?
Who is now creating the U.S.
Who
government
didn't,
as
business. He didn't separate from his business. He just hand it over to the kids for a while.
But
you
they
know,
still
I'll,
haven't
I'll
shown
I'll pick it back
that.
Up. Don't worry.
Still haven't shown that.
That's sick.
It's fucked up. It's fucking... He's going to get impeached, and then Mike Pence is going to become president, and that's what
it's
they've been doing
worse.
For so long.
We have to pause the end of our podcast.
Oh, Nick says we have to
stop.
Just because this is not...
Are we not allowed
to say
these things?
We don't want
to
alienate.
I'm not saying we're not.
You kind of seem like we are.
No.
You are.
No.
What?
No.
Nick is...
What?
I don't know.
Scap it up and deep it up.
You told us we should stop.
No, wait. What? Duck. Oh, should I stop? Oh.
The Land of thanks you for wasting your time listening to this shit. Your mother would be very proud of your perseverance. Be sure to maintain a tight grip on your genitals until next time. Jesse, Mel, and Nick will be back again soon to take a pee-pee in your ear holes. It's the mother humping land of.